What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And show today, aloha, it is America. Thursday. Welcome to our show today. And it is Thursday, October 19th, 2017, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and amazingly enough, I'm actually able to get Skype to work correctly where I can receive calls on this machine. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And it's still not getting our infrastructure off the hook because this morning when I got up to start updating the website, and I get up about 4 in the morning now to start posting stories, and our local spectrum net was down again. So it's almost like it's the days when everything is working together that are becoming an endangered species here. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and sure happy it's Thursday. Moving on here, this is the biggest story that's out there right now, and it should be the biggest story, and we, the American people, have to make it a big story because, with the exception of Fox News, corporate media is trying to ignore this completely. Oh, my, no, there's nothing there. Really, pay no attention to all that Russian money going into the Clinton Foundation, and so what if Russia has 20% of our uranium ore and they can make bombs with it? You guys are just making a big deal, a mountain out of a molehill. We have to talk about the NFL kneeling, and we have to talk about Weinstein, and mostly we have to talk about how Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. So, basically, what's going on here? Let me give you a recap of what's going on here. We've known about this here in the independent media for months now. And now all of a sudden it's breaking into what they used to call the mainstream, the corporate media. It started with a well-documented sourced article published by The Hill that basically took the information we've been talking about for months, and they said, ooh, maybe we should be looking at this. So basically it is now indisputable that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's administration were in the middle of a massive bribery scheme involving those very same Russians that they're trying to claim are colluding with Donald Trump. So basically, in a nutshell, the Russian nuclear industry wanted to grab America's uranium. And to do that, they tried to purchase a Canadian company called Uranium One, because Uranium One had leaseholds on 20% of America's uranium reserves. Now, what the FBI had, they knew what was going on. They had an informant, a confidential witness that managed to infiltrate the Russian nuclear industry. They had an inside man. And for over 6 years, from 2009 to 2015, extensively documented via secret recordings, email intercepts, documents he was able to copy, that it was a massive bribery, extortion, racketeering, and kickbacks involved with the Russian nuclear industry, Uranium One, and Hillary and Bill Clinton. And so what happened is, using envelopes that were stuffed with cash, suitcases stuffed with cash, buckets of cash, wire transfers worth tens of millions of dollars from secret bank accounts in places like Cyprus, Latvia, Switzerland, the Russians were able to basically buy off the entire board of Uranium One. Made them all very rich. Said, we're going to come on in and buy your company. And then out of the blue, several months before Hillary Clinton, who was then Barack Obama's Secretary of State, was supposed to make a decision whether to certify that the Russians can control 20% of America's uranium supply, guess what happened? 9 members of Uranium One's board of directors donated over $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. Not only that, direct payments were made to Bill Clinton in the form of speaking fees. Huge amounts of money for these speeches. Literally, basically just sending him the money. And as all of this was going on, we learned that the person who was overseeing this FBI sting operation was Rod Rosenstein, the very same guy who is now number 2 in the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions. The same guy who authorized the special prosecutor to go after Donald Trump and the Russian collusion conspiracy theory, for which there is still no evidence. And you know who else was overseeing the FBI investigation? then FBI Director Robert Mueller, who is now the special counsel going after Donald Trump. And it gets even worse. It has now come out top Obama administration officials also knew about the Russian bribery plot, including his Attorney General Eric Holder. And even though they knew that Hillary Clinton was in the middle of a massive bribery scheme involving influence peddling, racketeering, extortion, and so forth and so on, where the Russians had basically bought her husband Bill Clinton, and other U.S. officials to enable them to purchase 20% of America's uranium reserve, they all signed off on it. All of them did. They all signed off and said, yeah, we can go ahead with this. There's a committee called CFIUS. It's an interagency committee that is responsible for approving the sale of strategic American resources like, oh, well, for example, uranium, which is a key element used in the development of nuclear weapons. And these guys have to sign off on any major sale to a foreign entity, such as the case with the Russian-owned Uranium One. Now, take a load of this. Hillary Clinton, as Barack Obama's Secretary of State, presided over that board, CFIUS. Eric Holder sat on the board, together with Robert Mueller and Rob Rosenstein. They also approved the sale of American uranium to the Russians via Uranium One. They were in on the whole deal. They approved it and turned a blind eye. What Hillary Clinton did is a blatant violation of the law, the Foreign Corruption Practices Act. Rosenstein knows about it. So does Robert Mueller. So does Eric Holder. They had a legal obligation to inform Congress that Hillary and her husband were involved in a massive bribery scheme where they were pimping out American uranium to the Russians, and they said nothing. Now, they're all completely compromised, and they should be at the very least fired. And they went along with this apparently in the absolute sure and certain belief that Hillary Clinton was going to win the White House and they'd be safe for investigations. And that's why they all panicked when Donald Trump won the election. And that's why they've all gone on the attack against him. They're trying to attack Donald Trump and keep him so busy dodging Russian collusion investigations that he's not going to turn around and realize, hey, there was Russian collusion, but it was with Hillary and her people. Hillary needs to go to prison along with her husband, Bill. Now, the FBI informant, via his lawyer, says he was explicitly threatened by the Obama administration high-ranking officials. If he sought to speak out, he was fearing for his life. That's how crooked it gets. And now Mueller and Rosenstein are investigating Donald Trump for an alleged collusion with Russia, when all roads from Russia lead to Hillary Clinton. When the only ones that were colluding with the Russians, taking money from the Russians, selling America to the Russians, were Hillary and her husband, with the open knowledge and tacit support of the Obama administration, Attorney General Eric Holder, Mueller, and Rosenstein. And by the way, Andrew McCabe, former FBI Director James Comey's number two, also knew about it and approved the sale of Uranium One to the Russians. And sooner or later, Comey's going to get dragged into this. He can't possibly be clean in all of this nonsense. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, this is a big story. This is a huge story. It's a huge scandal. This is bigger than Whitewater. It's bigger than Watergate. And the corporate media, with the exception of Fox News, the corporate media is absolutely pretending this does not exist. Except for the New York Post. You ought to see the cover on their latest newspaper. They got a graphic on there that just nails it. Banner headline, quid pro dough. So Congress is taking this up. They have to. because right now, with much of America already aware of this scandal because of the independent media, now the credibility of the U.S. government as a whole is on the line. If they cover this up, if they put it off, if they hand out more get-out-of-jail-free cards, the American people are going to see that the entire government is hopelessly corrupt and should not be supported, should not be obeyed. Same thing with the corporate media. What little remains of their credibility is now on the line if they continue to try and stonewall this story. But this was a criminal enterprise, and they're trying to spin it by, oh, it was the bad old Russians who were doing this. Well, there's always going to be bribes offered out there. It's the people who accept the bribes that we have to punish. Now, fortunately, Trump seems to be on top of this story right now. He took to Twitter this morning and basically said, uranium deal to Russia with Clinton help and Obama administration knowledge is the biggest story fake media doesn't want to follow. And he's absolutely right. And if they don't start reporting on this story, all of America will see. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, they're all the fake media. So their credibility is on the line. The credibility of the U.S. government is on the line. Unless they deal with this decisively and immediately. Story coming out of 12160.info. Documents show other Democrats, not just the Clintons, were on that Russian payroll. The money was just flowing to everybody for this deal. I mean, you realize what a strategic victory it was for Russia to gain control of 20% of America's uranium. That literally reshapes future nuclear weapons development. And now we begin to see why everybody was panicking so much when Donald Trump won the election last November. They all went along with this collusion. They all took the money. They all made themselves a little bit richer, and they all did nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, in the sure and certain belief Hillary was going to win the White House and they would be safe from any possible investigations or repercussions. And it didn't work out that way. And that's why Hillary beat up John Podesta on election night. She went on a week-long binge, and everybody's now on the attack mode against Donald Trump. Because if he ever gets to stop and take a deep breath and look at what's going on, he's going to start from the top down and say, why aren't you prosecuting this? And if you're not going to prosecute this, you're fired. You're next in line. Are you going to prosecute this? No, you're fired. You're next in line. Are you going to prosecute this? Good. You've got the job. That's what's going on. And it's already having ripple effects because apparently right now there's a shakeup over at the Democratic National Committee. Several key longtime officials have lost their jobs, exposing a rift in the party and igniting anger among those in its progressive wing who see retaliation for their opposition to DNC Chairman Tom Perez. They still want Debbie Wasserman Schultz to be there, even though she's tarnished goods. So there's a lot of infighting going on here. And again, going on back, the FBI informant, who's not been named, Confidential Informant 1, was literally blocked by the Obama administration from testifying about the Uranium 1 deal, was literally threatened. Well, now Senator Grassley is saying we need to get past that. And he is seeking to formally lift any existing gag orders to interview the FBI informant regarding this case. Grassley's going after this. Okay. So Grassley's going to be looking at it. Trey Gowdy needs to look at this. Like I said, the credibility, the remaining credibility of the entire U.S. government is on the line here. If they give the Clintons a pass on this one, it's over for them. Everybody will understand that the U.S. government as a whole, as an entity, is not about the Constitution, not about the rule of law, not about the American people, not about the American nation. It's just a bunch of thugs pretending to be a government and filling their own pockets. And already we're seeing indications our current administration is already compromised, because Attorney General Jeff Sessions is now saying that Rod Rosenstein can investigate himself in the Uranium One criminal probe. They've got his number somewhere. I mean, it's outrageous for the current Attorney General to defend the criminal actions of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and then turn around and say that one of the people suspected of collusion with Russia is allowed to investigate themselves. Yeah, I can just see Rosenstein getting up there and saying, yep, I'm guilty. Lock me up. Here, bring on the handcuffs. I'm guilty. That's ridiculous. That's like hiring Jeffrey Dahmer to investigate whether there's cannibalism in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, over at the House Intelligence Committee hearings, they're still trying to talk to the people who created that ridiculous Trump dossier that claimed Trump and two prostitutes were doing some really icky things in the presidential suite of the Moscow Hotel. And it turned out to be a total fabrication. Russia said, no, it didn't happen. Trump said it didn't happen. Nobody has any proof that it happened. Turned out the entire document was written by a former MI5 intelligence officer, Christopher Steele, at the behest of a company called Fusion, which is an opposition research company. Their job is to dig up dirt on people that you are opposing politically. And they've been asked to come on in and talk about just how it is this dossier came about. And at this point, they're ignoring the subpoena. They're basically pleading the Fifth Amendment, which is tantamount to admitting they did something wrong. Now, interestingly enough, there is a lawyer over in New York, Ty Clevenger, who's filed a bar grievance against James Comey, basically saying that Comey's testimony to Congress was belied by revelations that he started drafting an exoneration letter months before even speaking with the main witnesses. Basically, Mr. Comey gave materially false testimony to Congress. It appears he violated several rules of the New York Rules of Professional Conduct. And so Mr. Clevenger is seeking the disbarment of James Comey. And he might actually get it. And I'm sure Comey really doesn't use his law license all that much, but it would be a major disgrace, a professional disgrace. But it does look more and more like the entire system really is corrupt, especially the liberal side here, because the Heritage Foundation is keeping tabs on their voter fraud database. They've now documented 1,088 proven instances of election fraud during last year's campaign, including 949 cases that have resulted in criminal convictions, 48 that have ended in civil penalties, and 75 that have seen defendants enter diversion programs. And you're not seeing that on the corporate media either, are you? And you should be alarmed, because Heritage has compiled so many examples of election fraud impacting nearly every state and elections for all levels of government. Because this figure is likely just the tip of the iceberg. Our election system is a joke. And Trump's Commission on Election Integrity needs to deal with this decisively, just as Trump needs to deal decisively with the recent Russia revelations, which aren't all that recent. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Somebody just sent in a little message over my chat page pointing something out that is actually quite valid. It could be considered, if you look at all the Russia bashing that's been going on, where they're trying to cast Russia as our enemy, and now we find out Hillary Clinton was enabling that enemy to buy American uranium, 20% of our reserves, it could be considered an act of treason. It's certainly an act of corruption. It's a violation of the Foreign Corrupt Services Act. And all of these media outlets that are aware of this story, because it's been in the independent media for months now, and they refuse to report it, they are technically guilty of misprision of whatever crimes Hillary Clinton is ultimately convicted of. Now, remember, corporate law protects the private finances of the corporate officials from the vicissitudes of business, but it can't protect them in the event of an illegal action. If these media executives made a conscious decision to protect Hillary Clinton from the consequences of her actions, they are accessories after the fact, and they should go to jail. And that is a legitimate concern. And by the way, we just posted up that new Project Veritas video where they have one of the top people at the New York Times admitting to open political bias. And I understand editors have a bias here, but when you have a media that is refusing to report on the actual commission of crimes, when they spend all their time talking about rumors of a link between Trump and Russia, for which there's no evidence, while ignoring the links between Hillary and Russia, for which there's copious amounts of documented proof, that's more than just bias. That does make them a willing accomplice to the crimes of the Clintons, and they should go to jail right alongside them. Or at least get a good coating of tar and feathers here. We're going to take a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, hello. Mike, a week ago, remember when I had an explosion in Ukraine where the second time or third time where the ammo depot, I'm Ukrainian, but I said, you know, well, it's the Ukrainians, you know, they're smoking or whatever, or a show. Mike, I'm Ukrainian, I love Russia, I love the U.S., but this whole Russia bashing thing's got to stop. There's nobody who was going to invest 20% in this uranium company because the uranium company might have not been doing very well. So the Russians invested in this U.S. company, right? It didn't leave the U.S., but it just seems like it's a ping-pong ball back and forth, right? Like between oligarchs. Republican, Democrat, there's nothing there. You know that. There's nothing there, but the problem is like, it's a constant Russia bashing, and, like, it's going to lead us to a world war, Mike, because, like, it's just they're trying to blame somebody else for our internal problems, you know, and all the wars that we've caused.
They blame Russia for absolutely everything, and here's where it's going to come back to haunt Hillary and her people, because those members of the American population who have bought into the Russia bashing, they're going to look at this revelation that Hillary Clinton was doing business with Russia, and they're going to see it in an even more negative light than they might otherwise have done if this Russia bashing campaign had not come along. People are being told Russia's bad, Russia's bad, and then all of a sudden Hillary's doing business with Russia. This is like the revelation when we were told ISIS is bad, ISIS is evil, then we find out Hillary is sending weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria.
It's sad, Mike, because, you know, we're always internally, they're always trying to blame somebody else, either for the economy or this or that. But, I mean, look at what Ukraine. We're behind a coup of a democratically elected government, which was overseen by the OSCE. We were behind a coup, but yet the Russians invaded Ukraine. If the Russians invaded Ukraine, it would have been over in 2 hours. 2 to 5 hours, Mike, that would have been it, because obviously it's right next to their border. You know, people don't realize Kiev used to be the capital of, like, Russia during, you know, the Soviet Union days. So, like,
yes.
People need to realize, you know, what's going on here. It's all phony stuff, you know, but I mean,
of course it's all phony stuff. It always has been, but like I said, now it's going to come back to bite Hillary and her people now that it's gone out that, yeah, I'm going to hold you over. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. We're talking about all the Russia bashing that we have seen over the last several months to turn Russia into our new enemy. And now it's going to backflash on Hillary and everybody involved in the Uranium One deal, because the American people who don't realize the Russia bashing is just propaganda are disposed to say, oh, well, if she's doing business with the Russians, that must really be a bad thing. And it is a bad thing. It's illegal. And she's trying to distance herself from it. Hillary's already saying she wasn't involved in the process, even though she was the chair of that committee and everything. She didn't show up at the meeting and she had nothing to do with it. And the Russians gave her that $145 million just because she's a wonderful humanitarian. That alone right there says, oh, come on. You know, the bovine excrement is definitely flying out of the ventilation system at this point, and it warrants a full and complete investigation. Now, at this point, we understand there's a reality out there that because there are so many corrupt politicians around the world, that bribery is, in fact, a very common tool of statecraft. But if the corporate media takes this story on at all, the first thing they're going to do is try and say, well, it was Russia's fault. Russia tempted Hillary. Hillary was just minding her own business. And all of a sudden, those evil Russians just waved money in front of her. And we're all weak and vulnerable. If you wave enough money in front of anybody's face, they'll go along with it, which is nonsense. Okay? There's a lot of people offering bribes out there. I've even been offered bribes to try and put things on my website I don't think should go there. They're not very big, but it does happen. The person who takes that bribe and sells out their office of trust, that's the criminal. That's the law. And that's exactly what should happen with Hillary and all those who enabled her, including right now the heads of all the corporate media who are refusing to inform America about this story. Anyway, Dustin, take it away.
Hey, Mike, you know, like, you see these people, like, who would do armed robberies or rip somebody off for a pair of sneakers. Bribes are, like, simple. You know, like, you know, there's so, everybody in Washington's been bribed or blackmailed.
Yes.
You know, like, this whole system is crap. You come down to it. Like, this is all about geopolitics, would you agree? At this point, it's all geopolitics. Russia, China, Iran, North Korea is the enemy because of the petrodollar and the way the system is going. That's what it's coming down to now, right?
Yeah, that's what it's coming down to. I mean, again, the reason that the United States government is targeting China and Russia is they're trying to drag the world back to the Bretton Woods hegemonic domination of the world economy by the U.S. dollar, because that's all that's left to support the U.S. economy.
Hey, did you see on the new issue of The Economist? It's China. China is it. China is
yes.
The next empire. I know people can't accept that. China,
I
the
can't.
Eurasia.
I can. China's a manufacturing powerhouse. They make products. They make good products. Yes, they make a lot of junk. You know, I hear a lot of consumers in America. Let me finish my thought.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, you know, I hear a lot of people complaining about Chinese-made products in these big-box stores that don't last very long and they wear on out. Well, that's what the big-box stores ordered. If China is asked to produce a high-quality product, they have the means to do so. They make the iPhone. We can't make the iPhone in the United States of America. And if you're not manufacturing products or growing agricultural produce, you cannot be an economic superpower. The U.S. Economic system actually got it into their heads. They were going to be the bankers to the world, and that plan has failed miserably.
Yeah, Mike, China, 85% manufacturing of the world. They don't make crap. If you want crap, they'll make crap. That's how it works. If you're a company
yes.
and you want to make the cheapest widgets, they'll make the cheapest. If you want the most expensive widgets, they'll make the most expensive widgets. But it's not China makes. Yeah, they make the iPhone. They make computer parts. They make everything, 85%. We have 12 to 14% manufacturing in Europe, probably the same. China is a manufacturing powerhouse of the world. They are a creditor nation. We are a debtor nation, and so is Europe. They're not even our number one, they don't export. Like, Europe is number one. That's what people understand. We're number two.
Yeah, we used to be number one, but nobody can buy anything anymore because our economy has turned into a wartime economy, and that means all of the money is taken away from ordinary people and spent on bombs and bullets and weapons that don't really work, and we don't have anything left to go into the stores, and we're seeing all these iconic stores are starting to close and go out of business, and they're all clinging on the hope of another holiday shopping season that's going to be good. We haven't had a good holiday shopping season in almost a decade now.
Yeah, Mike, Toys R Us, gone. Nordstrom's, gone. JCPenney, gone. In Canada, too. That you know, online sales for clothes is only a small, for everything is only a small percentage still. So nobody has the money to, you know, to buy these products. You know, like, I mean, there's homeless camps in Los Angeles, and they're on the streets of the highways in California, all over the place.
Yep.
They were in over here. I'm in Jackson, New Jersey. They're in Lakewood. They're everywhere, and their economy's getting good. That's a bunch of crap. We probably got a 30% unemployment rate, Mike. at this point. I have to say.
Even more than that, we've got 100 million Americans willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years, and flooding this country with all these new refugees and illegal immigrants is only making the job situation worse. We are headed in a disastrous direction. We're headed for a gigantic fall. And it's all because, you know, the money junkies can only think about just that next influx of money, that next rush, that next hit of money into the veins with the needle. That's all they can think about, like any other addict. They don't see the wider picture of how much damage they're causing to others and the community and the country with their behavior.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Lenny in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want just to piggyback on what you and Dustin were going on about, all the Russia bashing. It's really setting us up, setting our minds up to fight a war with Russia. There, and I feel like the Zionist bankers have given who you know, all the central banks have given the leaders of the countries that they control, which all have central banks, they've given them the go-ahead that it's going to be Russia. If it's going to be a world war, they're going to go ahead because Putin and Russia are the only ones standing in the way of them taking over the whole thing. Now, I saw something very interesting last night on the ABC evening news, the national news, and that was they blamed Russia for financing Black Lives Matter.
We know that's coming from George Soros. I mean, you know, this is why nobody's watching the ABC News anymore. I certainly don't. It really is a lot of nonsense. But like I said, all this Russia bashing that's been going on, trying to lead up to a confrontation between the dollar and the ruble, it's now going to backfire on Hillary and all her people. Because those Americans who don't realize the Russia bashing is just a lot of war propaganda, they're going to be much more shocked and angered about the fact that the real Russia collusion story leads to Hillary Clinton and not Donald Trump. And for Hillary Clinton to get $145 million to basically allow Russia to have control of 20% of our uranium resources, and uranium is used to make nuclear weapons, that's a very shocking story for most Americans. And everybody listening to this broadcast or reading my website, you need to copy off all this information, and you need to send it around to everybody. We have to make this go viral. We had this story months ago. Now it's starting to break into the corporate media world through Fox News. Congress is finally starting to take note. We need to make a big, big stink about this so that they understand the credibility of the entire U.S. government is now on the line. The credibility of the entire corporate media is now on the line. If they don't handle this issue honestly, decisively, and expediently, then we, the American people, are going to know that neither the U.S. government nor the corporate media should be trusted or even listened to from now on.
Well, I agree with you, but the thing I think that they're counting on is that the mass is never getting it, because notice how the media, the so-called mainstream media, has flipped on Antifa. Now they're flipping on Black Lives Matter. So if they can't get their world war, they're going to get their race war. That's the intent. The thing is to stir up chaos, stir up the crap storm, and let it come out any way they try and make it come out. If they can get chaos, they get what they want. But I'm telling you, it's on. Even the Saakashvili pushing to become the president of Ukraine, all of that is behind to get the attack on Russia going. Okay, because they can't stand that they have lost. They have lost in Syria, they have lost in Iraq, they have lost with Iran. So now they're just becoming apoplectically insane. They have to get something going somewhere. I just wanted to say that. But when you see the so-called mainstream media saying that Putin and Russia are the ones behind Black Lives Matter, that's designed to get a race war going.
Well, again, the positive side is right now most Americans aren't paying any more attention to the old corporate media. They're going to the internet to get their news. The ratings numbers for the network news are at all times low. Megyn Kelly's new show is absolutely tanking. People just aren't watching those news programs anymore. They're coming to the internet. The numbers at my server are going up without even counting the extra load that the hackers put on there trying to shut us down. And the same is true for all of the other independent media outlets, whether it's InfoWars, Alex Jones, Republic Broadcasting, all of these across the board. Their audiences are growing because the American people have finally realized the extent to which they were being lied to by the government, by the corporate media, and they're desperate to find the truth, and they're coming to the independent media to find it. And that's what we're here for. Nobody in the independent media is getting rich doing this. You know, most of us are just barely hanging on here, and there is a risk. Some of the people that have been doing independent media over the years have wound up with very suspicious deaths, but it's a risk we're all willing to take to try and get this country back on track in hopefully a bloodless manner.
Real quick, and one other thing, if Jeff Sessions thinks it's okay to let Rosenstein investigate himself, maybe we should just let Harvey Weinstein investigate himself. All right.
You're absolutely right about that. All right. I don't know. Weinstein might just decide to brag. Yeah, I nailed all those women. You know, I can get away with it because I'm a big Hollywood producer and you're not. Okay.
That's the sentiment. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And by the way, yeah, there were people in Hollywood who were just like that. They weren't hiding what they were doing. They were bragging about it. Yes, I nailed 5 actresses during, you know, on the set today in my trailer. All right, we're going to go to Fran in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Fran, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me now?
I hear you. Hello? Now. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. Oh, that was a weird thing. Okay. I'm going to tiptoe around this because I am not sure of your sentiment on this allied truth seeker, but David Icke put out a video on YouTube 2 days ago, and I watched it last night, and he is point on and entirely truthful. It's enlightening to watch. Did you by any chance see it?
No, I didn't. But, you know, I have a lot of regard for David Icke, and I know he knows of what I'm doing. I've tried to get him on my show, and I'm always willing to do his show, but it never lines up. But, yeah, he's a pretty straight shooter.
Yeah, all the people need to do, I've got a frog in my throat, is go to YouTube, you know, punch in David Icke, and look for one that was 1017. And it's excellent. I'm telling you, it's excellent. Everybody needs to see this. It's right it's right where we are. And, you know, he's certainly backing you up as to what you've been saying. Maybe it's a little deeper, but it was excellent. Got to tell everybody about that.
Okay, well, you just did, and thank you for the
phone
call. We're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Getting on back to the news here. Just in time to distract the corporate media from the Hillary-Russian collusion story, the acting head of the Department of Homeland Security, Elaine Duke, is out there saying Al-Qaeda and ISIS are planning a big attack. Just like 9/11, there's a new one coming. Pay no attention to Hillary and Russia. Be afraid of the terrorists. They're coming to get you. Boy, oh boy, they're actually becoming predictable at this point. Now then, getting on back to the news here. Let's spend a little time, not a lot, a little time, with Harvey Weinstein and basically Linda Bloodworth Thomason. Now, she was the creator of the 90s sitcom Designing Women, and she's been close friends with Bill and Hillary Clinton for decades. And she says she not only knew of Weinstein's predations, but she had warned top-level Democrats about him, saying, "Don't get too close." So apparently in a Hollywood Reporter guest column, Linda Bloodworth Thomason drops this bombshell basically saying, I confess to having had no problems warning at least three top-level Democratic operatives against allowing Harvey Weinstein to host political fundraisers, a warning that evidently fell on deaf ears. She says she was also a member of a Let's Bring Harvey Weinstein Down lunch club. Well, I guess that didn't work. And appears to express some disbelief toward those who, despite knowing him for decades, now announce they had no idea what was going on. And again, you had all these women who were traumatized, who were out there saying, this is what this guy did to me. And you had Harvey himself, who apparently wasn't all that concerned about word of his reputation getting out, as long as it didn't get out outside the bounds of Hollywood itself. So let's turn over to the war zone. And here's where we enter the twilight zone. The U.S. is now saying that Assad is to blame for hindering the U.S. anti-ISIS efforts. When we come back from these commercials, we'll explain why that.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
bodies. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to Syria, this is the latest U.S. spin, which I would categorize as desperate and pathetic, to try and make it look like they're on the moral high ground in Syria. And apparently the latest thing is the United States is now saying it's all Bashar al-Assad's fault for hindering U.S. efforts against ISIS by not allowing the U.S.-backed terrorists to take over Raqqa. That's the idea, that Syria wanting to keep Raqqa in Syrian control is the main reason that the United States cannot get rid of ISIS. Well, first of all, we know that the U.S. can stop ISIS anytime they want. They just got to stop signing those checks. I mean, this is a desperate and pathetic piece of propaganda. Nobody's going to buy this one here. Meanwhile, Assad has come on back and saying that basically the defeating of these terrorists in Syria have wrecked the United States schemes. And he's absolutely right, because the U.S., while denouncing ISIS and al-Qaeda as these horrible enemies, and now they're going to stage a new 9/11 and blame it on them, the reality is the U.S. has been using them as proxies. And we know this because some of the documentation that has come on out through the efforts of Judicial Watch show that while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, the U.S. government smuggled weapons from Libya to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria to use against Bashar al-Assad, using that consulate in Benghazi as the hub. That's an established fact. ISIS and al-Qaeda work for the United States government. Now, apparently, the IDF decided they were going to attack a Syrian army post on the outskirts of Quneitra, claiming it was retaliation for an errant rocket that landed in Israel. And again, this rocket hit empty dirt, no damage, no one was hurt. This is just Israel trying to kick off dust. Basically, Israel's trying to goad Assad into some kind of an attack, knowing that the U.S. would welcome an opportunity to go back into Syria on behalf of our good friend in the Middle East, Israel. But Assad is not biting on that one. Now, over in Iran, their Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has sharply denounced President Trump's hostile policies and insults against the Iranian nation, and vows the country will speed up its conventional missile program and regional role in response to enemy threats. Frankly, it comes down to this. If you were leader of a nation and a powerful foreign leader publicly threatened your country at the United Nations, wouldn't you be building missiles? Of course you would. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.